sleep. Soon you're gonna leave, so leave us one more weekend.
Hi, and welcome to Bloodsuckers, a podcast about the Twilight series by Stephanie Meyer. I'm Maddie.
I'm Christina.
And I'm Gail.
Thanks for listening to our 21st episode. Each week, we bring you news, theories, discussion, and thoughts about the Twilight series and the Twilight movie. Avery and Janae were in a tragic accident involving peanut butter, butterflies, and shoelaces, so they will not be joining us this week.
Oh dear.
That sounds unfortunate. I can actually imagine that in my head. It's kind of disturbing.
Please don't.
Oh, we're going to start now with our listener emails. Esther sent us this. You might have already discussed this, and I just don't remember, but what part of the book are you most worried about being transferred to the screen? Everyone knows that books that get turned into movies usually never come out exactly like we pictured in the book, but what's the one thing you'd hate to have messed up?
I think that the, this isn't really specifically like one part, but I feel like when they're first like falling in love, but they're not like corny yet, they're just like, they're still not like together, they just both really like each other. I feel like that's a really, really delicate relationship to try to put on screen.
Yeah, I was just thinking the one scene that's one of my favorite scenes in the series is the first biology class where they're, like, sitting and looking at each other and they're just, like, talking about... Not the first biology class. What am I cracking on? The other biology class, the one after they already talk and like decided that they're in love and whatever, and they're like looking at each other and sparks are flying, and it's just such a good scene, but they'll never be able to do that on screen. Like, it'll never come out the same.
I think the whole like beginning of the relationship is gonna just be hard to get on screen in general.
I'm actually kind of worried about the Twilight movie just from the trailers, because I feel like all the trailers are focusing on
James?
On James. And
awesome,
that
but still
doesn't even happen until like 5 chapters before the end.
Yeah.
And so if that's gonna be like the whole movie, I'm kinda worried about what they're doing to the beginning of it.
I agree. I think that those two are gonna be the key things we're gonna have to look for in the movie. I don't think that Twilight fans can really be upset if they leave out like certain scenes, because I feel like the book's more about like feelings, and like it's not so much centered around a plot as long as they get the story right. So I feel like the fact they're adding a scene and they're gonna probably take out some scenes, I'm not gonna be worried about that. I'm gonna be worried about making sure they get their relationships right and that they don't make anything happen too fast. Cough, James.
But then I'm not too worried about the romance scenes, only because they say so many things out loud that are romantic, so it's not like... It kind of makes me think of, if you've seen the movie Speak, the books, it actually had Kristen Stewart in it, so if you haven't seen it, go check it out. But in the book, the book was fantastic, and I loved it because of like the biting sarcasm that the character's narrative had. But then once it was on screen, that narrative wasn't there, because obviously you can't just like be in the character's mind the whole time. You have to go with the plot. And I didn't like the movie at all because it didn't come across the right
way. I 100% agree. I loved my favorite book.
I think the romance of Twilight, a lot of it is like out loud and like action, so I think we'll be okay.
Yeah, unfortunately, they can't have the actors turn to the screen and then describe their feelings.
Yeah.
I wish it were so, even though that would be kind of ridiculous, but it would be more accurate.
I think it'd be interesting if they had... They're not going to do this, but I think it would have been interesting if... You know, there's some movies, like, there's kind of a narrative in the background at some points? If we had Bella do that at some time. Because it is a narrated book, but I don't think it's needed. I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think they need it too much for this. They did that in Speak some.
They should have done it more in Speak.
Yeah.
And Mean Girls.
How is that comparative to this?
That was a really good
movie. And Mean Girls, Katie always talked.
Well, if we did it in Mean Girls, then we have to do it.
Exactly.
J-Play, we love Mean Girls.
Yeah, duh.
Mean
Girls was a fantastic piece of art.
It's the epitome of romance.
Obviously.
Anyway. Sarah sent us this email. I have a weird feeling that Renesmee, or at least part of her, is a werewolf. Hear me out. The fact that Alice can't see her, her ridiculously fast-growing and a really warm skin make me think about it. Also, I think she must have 24 pairs of chromosomes, because it makes sense if you combine Bella's 23 pairs and Edward's 25, then you get 24, just like Jacob. As well as this, imprinting was apparently meant to make the best possible next generation of werewolves, so Renesmee would be perfect for this if she was, in some way, a werewolf. I know humans are perfectly capable of doing this themselves, but maybe it has something to do with Jacob being the true alpha and needing a strong partner to carry on the alpha bloodline to a strong werewolf. I know she's obviously not an actual werewolf, but she likes blood and stuff. Stephanie toyed with this idea briefly, and I was annoyed that she didn't go any further into it. What do you guys think?
So, first of all, the first thing she says is about Alice can't see her. They address that in the book, how that happened. Something to do with her power. I don't remember quite how it worked.
Oh, but it wasn't her power. It was the fact that her fate is, so closely tied with Jacob's. Like, how when Bella's around Jacob, they can't see her future.
Oh.
And since they're, soul... Renesmee and Jacob are soulmates and whatever.
Yeah, I feel like everything she said is kind of, was explained in the book. There was another one of Renesmee, don't forget. The other guy who Alice found. I mean, he wasn't a werewolf. He was just, a whatever the heck Renesmee is. So, I don't really think that she is in any part a werewolf. I think she's just, there's vampires, there are werewolves, and then there's Renesmee.
I don't know. I could see Stephanie, writing a Renesmee Jacob book and dropping this, not necessarily that Renesmee would be a werewolf, because remember, werewolves aren't really werewolves, they're shapeshifters. So maybe Renesmee could be some other kind of shapeshifter.
Why would that work though?
Because if you take Stephanie Meyer's science, 23 plus 25 totally equals 24. I find that to be. And there's no reason to explain her ridiculously fast growing. That doesn't make any sense. Otherwise.
So basically, because it's Stephanie Meyer science, it doesn't have to make sense. Got it.
Exactly. That's what it is. It doesn't need to make that much sense.
And about the imprinting thing, if that were the case, then Sam would have imprinted on Leah, who did wind up turning into a werewolf. But instead, he imprinted on Emily, who, as far as we know, isn't a werewolf.
No, but don't forget, Leah's menopausal. Why would she be someone good to imprint on?
Yeah, because she can't have babies, apparently.
Why did she put that in there? Why did Stephanie Meyer make Leah menopausal?
I don't know. Because she wanted to open up her plot line to completely abandon it.
Developer.
No, Stephanie Meyer said if she's going to rewrite... I mean, if she's going to rewrite any other books from other characters' point of views other than just Midnight Sun, she's going to do Leah or Renesmee. She's not going to do any more Edward. She's going to do Leah or Renesmee. So...
She better do Leah, or I will be unhappy.
Quite.
Yeah. I don't want to see any more Edwards. Not because I don't want to read them, but because I don't want to read Midnight Sun from Edward's point of view.
Did you say you didn't want to read Midnight Sun from Edward's point of view? You might have some problems.
I don't want to read... what's the second book called?
New Moon.
That one. New Moon from Edward's point of view.
Because he's just laying in a ball. It'll just be a ball of blackness. I'm so...
The entire book would be in New Moon where they have those chapters where it's just the months.
Mm-hmm.
It would just be that the entire book.
Yeah. A list of months.
I can picture the whole book. Dear Diary.
Mood apathetic.
Apathetic.
Okay, that's the blooper
song. I borrowed jeans today.
Blooper song chosen. Good thing they say Christmas.
But you know what? After Breaking Dawn, I can totally see her publishers just being like, sure, you can publish a list of months with the occasional mushy quote and chuckle.
And eyebrow raise.
September, chuckle. October, chuckle.
Eyebrow raise.
Esme flitted across the room. This made me chuckle. In December.
Anyway, back to logical.
Why would you do that?
Okay, so Lizzie sent us this email. I was wondering how Jacob and Renesmee can be together. I mean, how's that supposed to work? The whole werepire thing cracked me up, but seriously, eventually Jacob's not going to be a wolf anymore, and he's going to start aging again due to the fact that shapeshifters aren't immortal. And I think if Renesmee ends up loving him, she'd hate it when he died, and she gets to stay whatever full grown is forever. I mean, is she going to turn Jake immortal? But then again, she can't do that because vampire venom doesn't work on him. Anyway, just wondering what your thoughts were.
Wait, why can't he stay a shapeshifter forever? I don't understand.
Because eventually, they get old and just stop shifting.
No, they can always keep phasing, can't they?
I don't know. Is it a choice?
Yeah, it's a choice. Because remember when Jacob gets mad, he goes and he phases and he runs around? And he'll
forever
be around?
Well, I know it's a choice to shift altogether, but I thought, like, eventually they can't do it anymore.
No, it says that you do it until you decide to settle down. And there's no need for it. And then the next generation takes over. Yeah, like, there's a point where you're too old, like, Charlie can't shapeshift. But you can do it forever. You're immortal as a shapeshifter until you... I don't know, I don't read into the books. Can Stephanie publish her encyclopedia so we can just look this stuff up? Whatever. Email in with the answer to this question.
We want to hear everyone else's thoughts on this, because...
We don't feel like looking it up.
We don't feel... I'm trying to look it up, and I can't find it anywhere.
So let us know. I'm pretty sure I'm right.
Yeah, you might be right. And I feel like that Jacob... Well, I guess if Renesmee is the only thing tying him to the earth... Can she have babies? If she's, like, immortal and stuck in the one thing forever?
I think she still can. I'm not sure. I think she might age too fast. She might pull a Leah and go through menopause.
Then again, if the reason Jacob imprints is to, like, continue the bloodline, then
she has
it
to
would
be, able
be
to
illogical
have babies.
To imprint on something that can't.
Yeah, that's true. Do you know what I like about Nessie, the only thing? It explains his, like, love for Bella. It wasn't that he, like, loved Bella. He was just beginning to imprint.
You know what I was just thinking, though? So, let's say Edward never came back, and then Bella and Jacob, or Bella and anyone, like, decided to get married and have babies. Would Jacob have imprinted on Bella babies?
No. The only imprint on, like, one person, to your other half. And, like, meant they say that some shapeshifters just never imprint, because I guess it's just they never have, they never find that person. Because if you never run into them, then you're never going to imprint.
Yeah, I guess. But then, like, it seems unrealistic. Well, I guess this could be about society in general, like, how does anyone find their soulmate? But if it's only, like, the one person in the whole world... And then there was a really, really good chance that Renesmee was never going to exist. Like, there are so many times that Bella could have died, or that there was the chance that Edward wouldn't have come back. Or that they would have waited until after she turned into a vampire?
It might be, like, prophetic, though. Like, oh, you're gonna marry this person. And, like, they just know they're gonna... I don't know. It's Stephanie Meyer.
Stephanie Meyer science.
Stephanie Meyer logic.
Lay off the plot.
Can we use that to explain, like, everything we do now? Just be like, don't worry about it. Stephanie Meyer science.
Can we do this, like, in essays at school?
Yeah.
Just, like, I solved this problem using Stephanie Meyer science.
Send your hate mail to bloodsuckerspodcast@gmail.com.
Please don't. We don't want any more emails.
No, don't send hate mail.
We're JKing.
We have very delicate feelings.
Sniff. Sniff.
Anyway, we got an email from Dylan who said, in an earlier show, you were talking about wondering what the guy's point of view was. Being a guy... thought I could shed some light on the situation. I got into Twilight from a friend who's a girl who told me that it would be the best vampire book I'd ever read, and what guy doesn't love vampires? So I read it. When I got to the romantic part, I was surprised but not disgusted. I thought it was nice to see totally real and true love. That's what everyone wants, isn't it? All of their cuddling is nice and makes me wish I had a Bella of my own. As for the action and violence, I've always loved that, and that was why I started to read the book in the first place. All in all, the Twilight series, including Breaking Dawn, is amazing to me and probably would be to a lot of guys who aren't afraid of being called a wuss.
Can we acknowledge the fact that he didn't tell us he's not gay?
Don't do that. Now no one's ever going to email us.
No, but he said everyone wants a Bella of their own. So that implied that he's straight.
Yeah, that's implied that he's not gay. Not that that matters. It's totally okay to be gay. We love you anyway.
If you were gay, that'd be okay.
Oh, now we have two blooper songs.
Hurry up. Oh, yeah. At my Nerdfest things at the library, my friend Kevin, somebody mentioned Twilight, and he made a joke about Renesmee, and I'm like, you're a Twilight fan? So I found another Twilight guy fan.
Yeah, but it's Kevin, so it doesn't count.
You know, Maddie.
Oh, Christina.
You know what kind of surprised me, like, about what Dylan said was that, like, he wished he had a Bella of his own? It's funny because, like, of course, we're girls and we're all like, oh, we want Edward, and Edward's so hot, and he's a vampire, and how cool is that?
And our voices go up so high when we're talking about Edward.
Obviously.
Bye, guys.
Anyway. anyway. But, like, Bella's just, like, a normal, plain girl.
Yeah, I've got no interest in her. And I'm straight, but...
Anywho, if you want a Bella of your own, you can just, you know, step outside and talk to normal girls.
Yeah.
Because that would be getting a Bella of your own.
All right, why don't you also thank other people?
Okay, I think I will.
Can you do it to girls just want to have fun?
Oh, how does it even go? Okay, ready? Okay, got it. Okay. Also, thank you to Hilda Ludwig, Lars, Heidi, Jeff, A, Doug, Martine, Megan, Cassie, Ray, Kylie. Do I know any of the
Aurora, Amika, Maggie, Brie, Mo, Arden, Caitlin, Raquel, Kelly, Christine, MySpace user, Black Princess, Sierra loves you, Sarah, Sophie, MySpace user, I punched a werewolf in the face, Hannah, Elsie, Esther, Nessie, Laura, Lady, Ashley, Carl, Ariana, Chloe, Kali, Ariana, Dylan, Michelle, Lucy, Elizabeth, Cody, Casey, Bailey,
Cassidy, Tammy, MySpace user, Forrest, Victoria,
Doria, I kicked a werewolf, Charlotte, Andrew, Amanda, Karina, Carter, Kiana, Mallard, Lovable Chick 94, Mandy, Shelby, Annie, Aaron, for sending us emails as well.
So I hope you enjoyed that compilation of the three of us badly singing the emails to Girls Just Wanna Have Fun.
I'd make it my ringtone if I were you.
Yeah. Now we're going to go to Gail with the latest Twilight news.
Thanks, Maddie. Media Boulevard has interviews featuring Robert Pattinson and Rachel Lefevre, as well as Kellan Lutz. They also have several others that are forthcoming. The Wall Street Journal and USA Today both listed Breaking Dawn on their top of their bestsellers list. The other Twilight books are also in the top 10 for each. A group of Twilight fans are trying to find out if there's interest in the Twilight convention in 2009. Please do! If you are interested, visit twicon.org, cinematical.com, pose the question, is Twilight anti-feminist, and look at different sides of the issue. If you'd like to hear our thoughts on that discussion, you can download episode 5 of our podcast. Stephanie updated her MySpace blog with comments on the date change for the Twilight movie release. Entertainment Weekly listed Twilight as one of the top 20 anticipated movies of the summer. Borders posted some new video interviews with the Twilight cast. Hot Topic is now selling Team Edward and Team Jacob t-shirts. The movie release date has been moved for some countries internationally. To find the date in your country, check out the list on the Twilight Lexicon. Thanks to the Twilight Lexicon for these stories. That's all the news for this week.
Thanks, Gail. So, any thoughts on these news stories?
The Hot Topic shirts looked cool. Though, personally, I think the Team Jacob one looked a little more hardcore.
Yeah, I kind of like that one better.
Yeah, the Edward one was all free.
But then again, is there a point to those shirts anymore?
No.
I mean, everyone already got their happy ending.
Can we please discuss the convention?
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh.
That would
be Maddie and I went to Harry Potter convention, which was pretty cool. And so I'd be super excited to go to a Twilight one.
Yeah, that would be so cool. Oh, we'd only be able to, like, go if it was near us, though.
That's not true. I'm sure all of our listeners would pay for our plane tickets.
Yeah. And hotel room. And reserve the hotel for us. And be our guardians.
But who's counting?
Because we're under 18. Such is life. Other than that, it'll work perfectly.
Obviously.
I wonder if for some reason they, like, asked us to be on it, would we still need a guardian? Like, if we were a part of the convention? Not that I expect us to be. This is in no way, like, saying we're going to be in this convention. Just wondering.
Hypothetical situation.
Well, I think that we'd probably still need guardians, but I'm pretty sure that we could pay off one of our parents to go pretend to like us.
My parents don't like me.
My mom might take us.
True, your mom likes me. Anyway.
Let's ask Mitch Hansen to take us.
Yeah! We'll call him.
Like, we need a guardian angel. I mean a guardian.
So, I was really surprised how, like, the entirety of the top 10 list for USA Today and Wall Street Journal were Twilight books.
Of course.
Like, all three of them. Even, like, New Moon.
Really?
Yeah, it was in the top 10 for both of them. On the Twilight Lexicon, they said that each newspaper has, like, their own way of counting it. So, I wonder if they include returns, because I know on Amazon, on the Amazon forums, there were certain people that were like campaigning to have people return their books.
I'm reading the Twycon site. I don't understand where this would be.
They don't know yet. They're just trying to figure out like if they could have one. Like if there's enough people that would go to
it. We should volunteer instead of go though.
I was just thinking that, but like...
We might be too young.
You might have to be 18.
Or anyway.
And have a way to get there.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's kind of a vague application thing to apply to. Like, you're gonna do something in the year 2009, somewhere. But you go ahead and apply.
I think that we'd go if it were in New York City.
Like, in 2009, I'll be able to drive. So.
Yeah.
As long as it was within driving distance.
I'd have a permit.
You're not invited. Yes, you are. Who could you drive? You could drive me and Christina with you.
Yeah.
No one else is invited. I figure it'll be in summer, though. So if it is in the summer, then like I could take Janae my car and you could take A-Ray and Christina.
Yeah, as long as it's past March, we could...
make it realistic.
We would make it actually work. But
legally. Or, you know, we could
illegally
all discover one car.
But then again, if it was like the first week of January, I wouldn't be able to do it.
It'd be like perfect time.
Knowing us, it'll
nothing.
Be like January 1st through 7th. I'll cry.
The perfect amount of time to do absolutely nothing.
Now we're going to move on to our character profile discussion. This week we're going to be talking about Renee Dwyer. Christina, drop some knowledge. Do it.
Do it.
Okay. Back by popular demand, Renee and Charlie were not married for very long. Their daughter, Bella, was born in September of 1988, and they were divorced by March of 1989. She moved to Riverside, California until Bella was 5 years old, at which time she moved to Phoenix, Arizona, where she still lives today. Around 2004, she met and fell in love with a minor league baseball player named Phil Dwyer, whom she later married. It was difficult for them to spend time together as he was always on the road and she had to stay home to be with Bella. Bella opted to move in with her father, freeing up Renee to travel with her new husband. She's described as being the child in the relationship rather than the adult, in spite of her age. She's a free spirit and oftentimes forgetful.
Alright, well, thanks to the Twilight Lexicon for that history thing. What do you guys think of Renee?
I don't really have thoughts on Renee. She's not a huge character. She's just kind of like, I don't see the purpose of her. Like, they could have very easily had the mom. That's gonna sound kind of morbid, but they could have had Renee die.
Yeah, she's really not a huge influence.
On anything. Like, the one thing she was supposed to be there for is to tell Bella not to get married, and, like, that never happened.
And again, I remember, I think it was in the Penelope extras, that, like, Stephanie was saying something about how Bella, when she moved to Forks, was being a teenager for the first time. And that was kind of accurate because, like, when she was in Phoenix, she had to be taking care of her mom and, like, really being the mom in the mom-daughter relationship there.
Yeah. I like how it's not a normal mom-daughter relationship. It's, like, any sort of author could just, like, write about how the mom's just kind of normal. But Renee's all like, free-spirited, yeah, I'm a kid.
And she ended up being, like, no influence at all, because even the only thing that we really got that Renee imparted upon Bella was not get married when you're young, don't get married when you're young, and, like, that ended up...
backfiring.
Like, not doing anything.
Yeah, I agree. I think that, like, her entire purpose was made useless by Stephanie Meyer.
Yeah, I think she was kind of just like a plot device for Eclipse, so that Bella could be like, I don't want to get married, and kind of stall the vampire thing.
I think that Stephanie Meyer didn't want to make it a Disney movie and have the mom disappear.
Yeah, moms are never in Disney movies.
Disney movies are all really depressing. Except if it's Meet the Robinsons.
I love Meet the Robinsons.
There
except
no
the mom, yeah, there
yeah,
was no
gets,
parents.
He gets adopted.
Do you guys have any favorite scenes with Renee? Okay, in Eclipse, when Edward and Bella go visit Renee, and then Renee's, like, telling Bella about how they act around each other. I really like that, just because I thought it was a really good description, and that she was being very observant. Because, like, Charlie, it was so different from, like, reading about Charlie's view in the relationship. Charlie's just like, grr, I hate Edward, I'm oblivious to everything. And Renee is there for like 2 seconds, and she's like, you guys are in love, like, a lot, and you have a secret. So, Renee is being played by Sarah Clark, What do you guys think of that casting?
I remember when I saw it, I thought it was perfect because it was exactly how I imagined it.
Yeah, I'm like looking at pictures and she looks exactly how I would imagine Renee.
Yeah, I remember I saw it, like saw a picture and I was like, oh look, it's Renee. And then I saw it and I was like, blah blah blah, has been casted as Renee.
So about how everyone in this movie has been in 13.
Really?
Like almost everyone.
I don't doubt it.
Because Catherine Hardwick was like, I want the same cast and just hired all the same people. Nikki Reed. Vanessa Ann Hudgens? What?
What? And Evan Rachel Wood.
I think Emmett was in it.
Alright, well, I like her. Who would you guys want to play her if you had to pick? You wanna know who I pick? I'm gonna pick first so no one else steals it in case anyone has her. Not that anyone else here is picked, probably. I pick Kim Rhodes, who's the mama from Sweet Life.
That's a good one.
Right?
I always thought of her as Tonks, actually.
Yeah, that too.
Not that that has anything to do with Twilight.
I'd say Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, that's a good one too.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, this kind of isn't really news. We should have, like, a rumor section.
Okay.
But, on IMDb, they have a page for the New Moon movie to come out in, like, I think it was 2010?
Oh, right. I had something to say about that.
Yeah,
I was reading a, interview with Jackson Rathbone that someone sent in, whoever it was, I love them. And, or I think it was that interview I was reading. Maybe it was another interview with someone else in the cast that mentioned about the second and third movies. And said that they were thinking about making them into movies, depending how this one does. But there was no mention of making Breaking Dawn the movie in anything I'd read. It was all about making the second and third ones, maybe.
I'm surprised that they would make New Moon into its own movie. We should have a rumor section for this podcast, because we should talk about the leak, too.
Oh, okay. Rumor section, part two. supposedly, the first 12 chapters of Midnight Sun have been leaked. No, we will not forward them to you. I don't care how long you ask. You shall buy them legally, just as we will. We are not going to discuss them on the show. We're not going to read the first 12 chapters before it comes out, because none of us want to. It seems like it's real of what people have said. And I opened the PDF file and it looked real. It wasn't just like a Word document. It was like manuscript pages. So there's a good chance that's actually it that got leaked. If you want to go find it on your own, we don't condone it. But, you know, we're not gonna stop you. But I think that I want to wait. I don't want to read half a book now and then have to wait for the rest of it to come out.
And then have to wait forever for it to come out.
Like, so don't even, like, there's no need to email in about it a bunch of times. We're not going to give it to you. We don't want to hear about it, really. So,
unless it gets confirmed that it is the real one. But just being, like, a speculative fan, I think, my personal opinion, I think it's probably real. Especially since they don't really have a lot of security around the Twilight books.
Sadly.
And I feel like they wouldn't have much security around this, because it's not like there's going to be, like, loads of plot that we don't know what's going to
happen.
Yeah,
that's true.
Like, I can't believe they wound up together.
I can't believe he's a vampire.
Oh my gosh. James doesn't kill her. Yay.
Hooray.
Like, no, we all basically know what's going to happen, except for, like, Alaska. End of that random rumor section.
Next section. I freaking hate the freaking thread on Facebook that we keep getting emails from.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay, if you are in that thread, OMFE,
please
stop sending us messages. Like, alright, all very interesting discussion and everything, but we already have so much going on in our Facebook inbox, it's like, we don't want them. Please take us out of that discussion. I don't know how. Like, I keep deleting them, but I keep getting them anyway. And I don't know how to get myself out. And I don't want them anymore. Stop just replying.
You know what you can do? Start a discussion group on our Facebook. And you can do the same thing.
So, now we're going to move on to our next segment entitled Swoonworthy, Edward's nauseatingly adorable quote of the week. Christina, would you like to tell us what our quote is for this week?
This week's adorable Edward quote is, "I'll wait as long as you want." This is the part in Eclipse where Edward comes back from hunting over the weekend after Bella got kidnapped, quote, by Alice, and she's trying to be angry at him. And I didn't care that I was supposed to be angry with him. I didn't care that I was supposed to be angry with everyone. I reached out for him, found his hands in the darkness, and pulled myself closer to him. His arms encircled me, cradling me to his chest. My lips searched, hunting along his throat, to his chin, till I finally found his lips. Edward kissed me softly for a moment, and then he chuckled. I was all braced for the wrath that was going to put grizzlies to shame, and this is what I get? I should infuriate you more often. Give me a minute to work up to it, I teased, kissing him again. I'll wait as long as you want, he whispered against my lips. His fingers knotted in my hair.
That was the least cute part of that entire part.
The cute part was that they were kissing, but, like, that's not a quote.
I love the grizzlies part.
Yeah, that's funny.
Edward, you can infuriate me as much as you want.
Yeah, that was, like, one of my favorite quotes in the book when she called him and was like, grizzlies will look tame when I get through with you. Now we're going to go to A-Ray's cheesy vampire joke of the week, except A-Ray's not here, and it's Lucy's cheesy vampire joke. So, Gail, would you like to start?
Yep. Hey, Christina.
Yes?
How did the ghost say goodbye to the vampire?
I don't know. How?
So long, sucker.
And if you'd like to send in a submission for A-Ray's Vampire Joke of the Week, please email us at bloodsuckerspodcast@gmail.com. If we use it in the next show, we'll call it Your Name's Cheesy Vampire Joke of the Week.
Your Name!
And now we're going to move on to our next segment entitled Vampowers. During this segment, we discuss one character's would-be vampire power, as well as what we think ours would be. Except this week we're skipping the ours because we've already done the three of us. So next time A-Ray's on, that'll be the last of our vampowers. I can talk.
Yeah.
Christina, who will we be discussing this week?
This week, we'll be discussing Renee.
Okay, I have a good one for this. So, you know how Renee is, like, really forgetful and stuff?
Uh-huh.
Well, I read this fanfic one time where Bella's power was, like, power over memories. So, like, she could make herself forget things and, like, make other people forget things and, like, vividly draw up memories. Except I don't think Renee would have the vividly drawing them up part. I think she could just, like, make herself forget stuff and, like, completely erase it and do it to other people.
Cool. That's a good one.
I think she'd have skydiving powers.
Skydiving powers?
Yes.
The power to skydive.
I think she'd be able to be an unattentive person to everyone and no one would care. Pretty bad mom. She would never grow up.
Do you think her vampire power would be to be immortal? Maybe?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Maybe she'll be able to drink blood, too.
Wow. Okay, that's just ridiculous.
Maybe she won't even be able to sleep.
So, I think Gail would like to throw out some announcements.
All right, in case no one has ever heard our podcast before, we have t-shirts for sale.
Do we?
We do.
We should have mentioned that before.
CafePress.com/bloodsuckers. Go, and go vote for us on Podcast Alley. We are moving up quite rapidly. Rapido!
Rapido!
And,
to our Spanish friends.
So, go vote for us on Podcast Alley. Move us up the list. Moving on up.
Moving on up.
Yeah, I think currently we're number 22. And as we said, two weeks ago, we put a lot of time into this podcast. If you guys could give us like a minute of your time to go vote for us, that would be awesome and really help out the show.
Makes an impact.
And in more important, totally Twilight related and totally Bloodsuckers related news, if you go to our blog spot, there's a link on there to a contest I entered. And I think everyone should go vote for me to win. Cool. It's actually a really, really good picture. And it's the best one in the contest, but you need to have the most votes to win, which is a problem because I don't. So go vote for me. Give me a 10. You can vote daily. Cup of Noodles currently is ready to release their second episode, assuming I write the description sometime soon. So our second episode will be out, and it is far better than the first, in case you were wondering. And so to go check that out, it's about the Fueled by Ramen record label, and it's just me and Maddie. So check it out.
I have a little bit of a technical announcement. If you subscribe to us on iTunes, you might be asking, Maddie, why can't I download episode 20 off iTunes and episode 8 for some random reason? And my answer to you would be like, I have no idea.
We have no idea what's wrong.
I have no idea what's going on with iTunes. I don't think it's our feed because Feedburner is aware that we put up the episodes. And like you can still download it off bloodsuckerspodcast.blogspot.com. And I don't know why it's not on iTunes and it's not on Podcast Alley. I'm gonna try and fix it. And I'm gonna just hope that this episode goes up okay. And if it doesn't, I'm gonna cry because I don't really know what's going on.
Thanks.
So I'm sorry, people that are subscribed on iTunes. But it worked like the first day we put it out, like, it downloaded, so I don't know why it randomly stopped working.
Alright, but in case anyone's curious why, if you go to our iTunes page, nothing is in order. Maddie went through and, like, edited all the feeds. I don't remember what she edited them as, but she went and, like, edited everything, and, like, it saved.
Oh, because, like, we used to just have the straight-up links, but it was ugly, so I made them, like,
pretty. But so they didn't save in order, because that would have made sense for FeedRunner to do. So, yeah, they're out of order, but we're pretty sure you can all figure out what the order is. We do label them quite well.
So now we're going to end the show with the Song of the Week, where we pick a song that reminds us of Twilight. So, Christina, what's our song for this week?
As you heard in the intro, this week's song is One More Weekend by The Academy Is.
Woo!
We're going to play the song in the background as we discuss so you guys can hear it.
Ooh. And this was suggested by someone with a name. Aurora. Ooh, that's like in,
Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah. You have a pretty princess name.
Yep.
I'm jealous. I'm going to change my name to Ariel. So I can be a pretty
shoddy Belle.
Okay, so the song in general kind of reminds me of, like, Jacob talking to Bella about her choice to become a vampire.
Actually, this song in general reminds me of Belle and Edward and New Moon, which I know we always say, but it really does. I think that kind of, the first part, somewhere hiding underneath, kicking off covers while you sleep, so you're gonna leave, so leave us one more weekend. It kind of reminds me of Edward right before he leaves Bella, like he was probably like savoring their one weekend, knowing that he was gonna leave. Well, it might not have been a weekend. I don't know what day I think it was, but sort of like watching her while she's sleeping.
The second part, you've got all the friends you need, bad tattoos and worse ideas, you feel alive, do you feel alive? That reminds me of like the idea of like he wants her to like feel like she lived life before she becomes a vampire. And so Edward's kind of like, have you done everything? Have you had all the friends, all the bad ideas, all good ideas? Like, do you feel like you live?
The third verse, you'll go off, you'll forget, you'll grow out of pain from the edges, breaking off the past, you'll know when to move up, you'll know when to take all the right chances, never looking back. Again, it's like when Edward leaves Bella in New Moon, when he's like, well, I'm gonna leave you. You're a human. You'll probably forget me in a little bit.
The next part reminds me of Jacob, somewhere hiding underneath, running around these empty streets. Do you think you're better off dead, better off dead, better alive than here? Like, he's saying, like, do you really want to go be a vampire? Like, is it that much better over there, being dead?
The part, you think the time we spent was all wasted, sleepwalking through every morning. We took for granted, maybe this time we spent was all wasted. Let it go, I'll let you go. That reminds me of Jacob too, how like he felt like he was investing all this time into like fixing Bella during New Moon, sort of like healing her, and like then as soon as Edward shows up, Bella's just like, bye Jake! And then so they kind of, he was kind of taking the time for granted and the fact that he would have time to like finish his plan or whatever. But then eventually an eclipse is just like, I'll let you go if that's what you want.
And then the last part, it's left. We are half alive and now we don't belong to anyone at all. But I feel like it's like after he turns her and they're like kind of like vampires now. Which I kind of feel like is like being half alive.
I actually thought of when they were apart in New Moon. Like if you look on Stephanie's website, there's Edward's point of view at some point during New Moon when he's just kind of like curled up in a ball and being all emo because he's sad that he doesn't have Bella. And so like they were both, well, he didn't think he was gonna move on, but they were supposed to move on and keep living, but now they're half alive and they have no one.
Good one. I love the Academies. If you want to hear about the Academy, check out our podcast, Cup of Noodles.
Well, that's it for our show this week. If you'd like to contact the show, you can email us at bloodsuckerspodcast@gmail.com or visit our blog at bloodsuckerspodcast.blogspot.com. You can also be our friend on MySpace at myspace.com/bloodsuckerspodcast or join our Facebook group. Please remember to give us a rating on iTunes and to vote for us on Podcast Alley, the link for which can be found on our website. Thanks for listening. I'm Maddie.
I'm Christina.
And I'm Gail.
Make sure to tune in next week.
Bye.
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 Well, okay. But just so you know,
where'd the email go? I'm lost.
Good girl.
I like you anyway.
Someone not named us want to go answer the door? Anybody else in this house? Anybody?
That I was gay, but I'm not gay.
Please, I am trying to read.
Don't mind me being able to talk.
What?
If you were queer.
Okay.
As an asexual being, are you attracted to Edward?
After year.
Okay.
Because
you're fired. Christina's now kicked off the podcast.
No.
Would accept me too.
I would?
If
now we're going to Gale with the latest Twilight. That book too.
I'm happy just be.
Thanks, Maddie. That's all the news for this week.
Shut up. Hey, Ray is fired.
Thought I wouldn't get in your way. You can count on to always be beside you.
Just read it. Jesus. Freaking. Sorry, Christina's busy PMSing and being a diva.
It's in your DNA, you're gay.
Oh, I better not. You have a new email from Joe Biden.
Tee hee hee.